To the editor. With a provincial election ever closer, it is fitting that both a final report and performance appraisal come from the Premier, his government, and all ministers in accordance with their terms of reference, their leadership and success, to determine which ones are deserving of nomination and of re-election provincially. These joint reports and performance appraisals need to be submitted based on observations and recommendations with respect to governance, human resource practices, and financial accountability roles. It is critical to improving public confidence in this government and in Ontario's publicly funded school system, which was dreadfully lacking before, after, and during the pandemic. The need to meet and engage families, students, staff, committees, unions, and staff associations and members of the wider community have been conspicuously ignored, trivialized, and undermined in favor of personal agendas or to those with self-interest agendas and not the common good. The key issues are symptomatic of ineffective leadership. This leadership deficit manifests itself through lack of clarity, lack of consistency, and a lack of public and staff confidence. Significant shortcomings in the areas of communications, governance, and human resources practices demonstrate very little sympathy or democratic processes at differentiating between their perceptions of the truth and those most affected by ineffective decisions and even poorer leadership. In choosing to lead with the voices of students, parents, staff, and community to help frame the rationale for this government and ministry recommendations, much needs to be changed. With renewed leadership and an excellent plan for improvement, this government, its ministries, and especially school board elected and appointed members, many often acclaimed, need drastic changes as so much has changed and is far beyond their expertise. Before the next election, we need assurances from all candidates and parties to begin serious discussions on one school board, irrespective of how many votes they may lose. Thank and remove all chairs, vice chairs, and trustees who have served too long and are much less qualified in many ways. Have the ministry help new chairs, directors, and other elected trustees and all other appointed members with exemplary skills and character. This will help repair and reculture the present mess until the more knowledgeable people can be elected or appointed. It is up to all of us at the polls to decide who and what has to change in this government, and which ministries and ministers need to be a part of those changes or removed. The biggest disappointment for me is our own local MPP Vic Fedeli, who managed to be absent or in hiding when Northern Ontario and North Bay needed him to speak up and out for those who are still recovering from his silence. The truth and the real judge of a man's character is doing the right things for the right reasons and not expecting anything in return, and for those with faith from Micah chapter 6 verse 8, act justly, love mercy, and walk humbly with your God. While much of Vic's time was constantly seeking photo ops, handing out money as it were his own. He is more concerned about any and all opportunities to get those votes and not at the heart of what most matters, genuine sincerity, sympathy, and not just our vote. It is my opinion that many changes need to be made at all levels of this government. The first is not deserving our vote at the expense of our money and our future.